This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Ironically, Brady, your story about Trevor Lawrence just popped up here on my deal. Listen to that. There's a girl. There's a teenage girl that Brett fights with every once in a while.
I've never said anything to her. Well, that's the worst part.
She told you to back down.
We told you to lay off the teen girls.
I haven't done anything.
He can't. It's a thing.
This broad.
So she's problem. Very angry at the whole station, but she takes it out on our Facebook page.
Which I monitor.
And you take care of most of the way. And she's very angry about how much, like, you know, you guys hate women. You want to admit it. You want to hate women and this and that. And then, like, you're not helping. Like, you're making us not like you more. A lot of uptight things going on here, and
she hasn't said anything since March, and then all of a sudden on Thursday, yesterday, she's like, still waiting.
Yeah.
I know you're reading it so clearly. It's so clearly your station just hates women.
Well, she got really mad.
They call us cowards.
We were making fun of periods and stuff, how gross periods are, and she's so fresh with hers. Like, she just had her first one like a couple of years ago, so she's still like really gung-ho about how awesome those are. And as she gets older, she'll recognize how they ruin vacations, like constantly ruin every trip you've ever been on that you paid for. That thing shows up and wrecks trips to Hawaii. I mean, it's periods have ruined so many vacations.
Oh, yeah.
So many fun weekends. So many times when you're like, God, this is a great night. And you get back home and you're like, oh, it's going to be awesome. And then she's like, I'm broken. Oh, God.
It's Shark Week.
We hate it. You hate it. And teenage girls that are like, you know, go to Thunberg, who looks just like Stephen Merchant, by the way. You get too excited about it. So anyway, she's been yelling at Brett about how we hate women and blah, 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 blah. And you're helping us not like them at all because you're going to grow into the ones we don't like.
Oh, yeah.
We don't hate women. We hate women like you. You know, the uptight, annoying ones.
You're not helping.
Yeah, you're not helping anything. No. Go ahead and don't shave your armpits and go nuts and bleed freely.
Here's the little.
You're right. I don't like you. That's her.
Yeah.
She's very cute. Yeah. Why do you hate us so much? Well, that's a heavily. Maybe she doesn't like herself that much. That's what the filters are about. Anyway, good for you. You stand up for whatever it is you love. And she got a lot of stuff from olden problems. Like, she might not be that young. She might just be an old pace. She looks pretty young, though. You got to quit fighting with her, Brett.
I haven't done anything. Fraud's all pissed off at stuff you're saying.
Well, what we're pissed off about, we just don't like uptight women. No, women don't like uptight women.
Right.
It's fact.
Makes everyone uptight.
Yeah, it makes us all feel like, oh, we're going to lose our jobs because this woke thing is bothering like everybody. You got to step over every word.
We try to keep the eggshells out of the studio.
We try to, but sometimes they show up and we just have to stomp on them for a little bit, make some ground eggshells. Like yesterday, this is what men hear, and you need to hear it, ladies, is that Trevor Lawrence's girlfriend, he's the first pick overall in the draft last night, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars to watch his career disintegrate in 4 years or less. As he is just hammered by a bad coach and a terrible team. And a franchise that just can't work out. So poor Trevor Lawrence.
But he's getting paid.
He's going to get his hair pulled. But he is getting paid. And he's going to go to Jacksonville to do that. His girlfriend's lamenting the fact that, oh, my sweet Trevor drafted first overall in the NFL draft. And that means, oh, no more $3 dates with Trevor. Who said anything about that, lady? We could still do $3 dates. What are you assuming here? Half of this is yours already? You're just the girlfriend. Settle down. You might not be here next week.
They want a $3 bowling alley in
Let me tell you this, lady.
South Carolina.
Maybe that's all Trevor saw you as value, because I know Trevor had more than $3 at a time, but now he's got the cash. He might upgrade to a girl that's worth a little more than $3 bowling night.
He's thinking of Mahomes' girl's payday.
Exactly.
That's what she's thinking.
He took his payday and proposed to her the same day and got that massive stack.
Oh, no, my boyfriend got drafted. I've accomplished nothing in life, but it means I'm going to benefit. I'm going to miss out on those $3 bowling dates, are you? Because you can still do that. There's plenty of dudes to take you out for a $3 date.
Well, I'm saying Trevor's like, what are you talking about? Nothing's going to change. I'm going to keep that $3 bowling date.
And now I think, now I see him as a leader of men and like a really smart guy, because I didn't realize it, but Trevor's been boning a chick on $3 dates, and that's hard to do. That's like, that dude has some skills we don't know about off the football field. $3 dates and you're still blowing him? And I know why you were there, lady. You knew he was good.
I'll do $3 dates, but now she won't tolerate those, but she's going to miss them.
That's what I used to do on overnights.
Yeah, you used to do
$3 dates, damn.
But you had $3 lady. There's a difference. There's certain girls you'd have gone $5 on.
That's true.
And certain ones that are about a $3 quality. That's about as far as we're going to go with this. But I can't believe she said that. I just read the article. You had just told me. I can't believe she said that. Oh, this stinks. Is he married to her?
No, I think they're high school sweethearts. And they've been.
I thought they got married. Either way, that's a lot of balls to go on TV and go, now that he's a millionaire, I'm going to be so sad when he doesn't take me on poor people dates anymore. Now I get to go rich.
It's raining
ladies.
Cash.
Yeah, and you're going to benefit. And what is exactly you've done to earn this?
Oh, I had sex with him.
Oh, okay.
ROI.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. Ladies, if you've got a – Brady, you've got a daughter.
Yeah.
Get her interested in the superstar athletes and start forcing that. Not enough parents, male parents, dads do that, not to Toledo, but to their kids, force them into sports. You need to force your daughters into marrying these ROI kids. There's no reason to send her to college if she's dating Trevor Lawrence. She can go.
Start aligning your houses now.
Yeah, get it together.
Make it royal.
What is wrong with you that you would let her go out and fend for herself instead of teach her the proper ways? Is find the kid who's got the highest degree of NFL capability and throw yourself at him. Whore out. $3 date. Whatever this girl's dad did was right. Hey, you find the kid who's going to be a top 10 draft pick. If you can get the number one draft pick, that's on you. Great job. And you whore yourself for $3 a night.
But, Dad, I want more than just a slushie and some cheap bowling.
Well, you're going to get it. You're just going to have to pay for it for 4 years by taking these $3 date ticks.
I think moms have been doing a pretty good job of education on that. Dad's been trying to educate the son. Now, do not fall for this.
Right. That's what you have to do for the thing. Now, you got these $3 date girls. Now, the reason why they're so cheap and they're so easy is because they see that you've got potential. They think they're cashing in with you. Meanwhile, what am I supposed to do? Date a WNBA girl? She's going to make $30,000 a year.
I was the number one pick in the WNBA.
Great. I'll be at Home Depot making twice as much as you. It's not fair, but that was a gutsy move. And, you know, cute. That was adorable.
Cute now.
But really what it is, you know, 20 steps backwards for the women's rights. Basically, this girl's like, I married rich.
Don't let that red flag fade.
Oh, that's a big red flag. Huge. And no, we don't hate women. We just hate those types of women. And the one that barks about how we hate them. Mouthy.
And fastbacks.
We don't like fastbacks. Maybe that's what she was upset about when we were talking about fastbacks and pancake cans. Which just tells me one thing. If you're mad that we don't like pancake boobs, guess what we know? You've got them. If you're mad because we don't like fastbacks, guess what we know? Your guest jeans are like, guess where my ass is? It's gone. It's nowhere. It's not here. Sorry, it's not our fault. You can look at me and say, hate bald guys, and be like, yep, okay. Because dudes are cooler.
I don't like bald men.
Bitch, bye. That's how you handle that.
And there's plenty of guys that fix that.
Yep, that's
when I got that sweet Pauly Lambert hairpiece.
Right, because they fell for it.
You're ugly.
Yep, bitch. Skedaddle to the next one that doesn't do that.
Next.
I would never email her. I can't believe you said that about bald guys. And I'm just like, bitch. Send. Mission accomplished. And that's all you need to do to Brett when he's fighting you, teen girls. Dickhead. Send and get him out of your head.
I'm waiting for that one.
Brady, I'm going to miss our $3 dates when you start taking me out to like Ocean 44 every day. Expectations.
Going to miss that.
I'm going to miss our cheap dates, which will never go on again. Or you're a dick.
Right. You've set the bar
you
now.
You have got to spend most of that on me. That is a terrible thing to say. Her dad has to just be slapping his head like, she's going to make it, but she's screwing up here. She's going to lose this gravy train.
Why did you do this?
Why'd you say that to the press? You knew he was going to buy you stuff. Now you just look greedy. He's going to dump you. And we're going to be back where we were before. Be dating some community college running back. God damn it.
Starting all over.
I got to start all over. What's his name? Najee? All right, we'll try this one out. 24th pick. That's pretty good. He's going to make some bank. Now, don't talk about it. Let him take you bowling $3, and you knob him in the car like a good daughter.
Now, drink your malt liquor.
Yeah, and start getting used to this stuff. More than likely, this is going to be your number one pick's favorite drink. Trevor Lawrence, you're lucky. He loves Sonny D. You got off easy. Let's get right to the fireside chats. They're coming up right next. If you guys want to participate, all we ask is that you don't waste our time. The Vine is yours. You go nuts. Talk about whatever you want. Just have a point, right? 585-9800, that's the number. The fireside chats are next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.